it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After the Mariners lost a very tough one last night against the Blue Jays, maybe you were doing what I was doing and watching the recap to suffer all over again. The Fox Sports team, Kevin Burkhardt, A-Rod, David Ortiz, Derek Jeter.
How do you like those guys?
I think they're fine. I think there's sometimes some weird blood between Derek Jeter and A-Rod, and I don't know if I'm just the only one that feels that way, but I love Big Poppy.
See, I can live with everybody. I like everybody on that. I've really fallen in love with this post-game crew, maybe because usually the Mariners are winning and the excitement's there, but if you had to pick one to kick off the island, I'm ready to get rid of Derek Jeter.
I'm with you, 100%.
Like, he doesn't seem like he's having fun like the rest of them.
No. They were having fun, though, last night, giving Dontrell Willis a hard time about the food that he got for takeout.
8 earned runs and 3 bombs. And so he's going to watch this tape. He's know he didn't execute, but he's going to have to just slow his heart rate down, and hopefully he gets another chance to redeem himself.
Oh, because you're talking about George Kirby right there. Yeah.
And it's serious.
Hey, how cold's your Benihana takeout right now?
Oh, it ain't cold. It's right there in the microwave, baby. Train almost done, baby. Like I told you, the train station is back.
Who do Benihana takeout, man?
Listen, I know people in high places, man. Stay out grown folks' business.
Who ordered Benihana takeout, man? Come on, man.
I never saw anyone do that in my life. You got to go and put a shrimp in the hat and do the whole thing. Train, you're the best.
Thank you. Appreciate
you're
you
You're the best. Go eat your Benihana. There
yes,
you go.
Sir.
All right, there you go. So,
I was just as confused. I'm like, who gets Benihana as a takeout? Like, the whole idea is to go there and experience. Was it teppanyaki?
Yes.
Where it's like the full-on performance with, like, the banging, the spatulas, the volcano, the onions.
I mean, maybe is it cheaper if you order takeout because you're, like, cutting out the performance or no? Same price?
I don't think the food tastes as good unless you have the full experience.
That's a weird thing. I've never heard of that in my life.
And I also love that later on in their broadcast, I mean, we're talking, like, maybe 10, 15 minutes later, they're still trolling him for doing that.
It's a little bit of a mindset where we talked about sometimes you want to go on the road, leave all the family back home, get together with the fellas, go to dinner, and reunite and reconnect. And that's exactly what they did tonight.
Or order in Benihana, whatever you prefer. Any of those things work. There we
Who
go.
Order Benihana to go.
Apparently, Dontrell, I've never seen a person do it before. You got to go.
You go there for the show.
They put the shrimp in the hat.
You want to see the fire, the volcano.
The volcano.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man.
Takeout? Ridiculous. Preposterous. Game 4 of the ALCS.
I want to go to Benihana with Big Poppy.
Me too. Yeah. He's fired up.
Is there a place that you know, obviously, I think a teppanyaki place, you don't get takeout there. Are there certain places where you're like, no, if we're going to eat there, we absolutely have to, besides the Acropolis in Portland, of course.
Yes, got to be on site for that one. I guess, I mean, typically sushi, I would say. I really do prefer to eat sushi in the restaurant on site.
I don't disagree, but we've gotten takeout sushi quite a bit in our household.
I still do get it to go, but you know, especially if there's one that comes out a little like warmer or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not really the same, even if it's only 15 minutes later that I'm eating it.
Yeah, like fondue, that would be a place that you can't get takeout.
Oh God, you don't want the cheese to start would that be like, weird? Coagulating and getting that like film on the top.
That's exactly how I was thinking. Melting pot.
Yeah.
I was like, are melting pots still around? Because if they are, I love them, number one. But yeah, you couldn't do that as a takeout.
Yeah, what if the Tacoma one store? I don't even know. It's been a minute since I've been to a melting pot, but yeah. I don't even know. I wonder if anyone's ever gotten takeout at the melting pot.
We're living in different times now, though. I feel like everybody's offering takeout anymore.
You know, honestly, like, sushi, sure, but it's like almost any kind of fish. Because it's like, yep. If you go somewhere and you even get like a fried fish, it's like, you don't want that to cool down.
Like, I'm not going to like the poke bowl place and being like, can I get that to go? Because that would just be weird. Like even 15, like you said, 15, 20 minutes later, I don't think it would taste as fresh.
Or chowder.
Yeah.
Like a cold chowder.
I remember my wife when she was, this is forever ago, but she wasn't feeling it and she was like sick. I think she might have been when she was pregnant, but she was like craving pho. And she's like, can you just go get some and bring it home? I'm like, sure. So I go there, get it to go, and I bring it home. And it just wasn't the same because like you almost have to like re-prepare. Like they don't put it all into the bowl and then just say, here you go, bring it home. They like almost like the ingredients were put on the side so that way you could put it in as much as you want.
It's like a deconstructed pho.
And I remember I got home and I'm like trying to help her do this and I'm like, this sucks. Like never again are we getting pho and bringing it home.
Well, thank you for the cautionary tale of advice, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to take down Steve Miggs? Maybe with the help of the cheat sheet that went out yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room, three correct answers were given to you. Steve, your record is 327 wins, 105 losses, and 94 ties so far this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to play Beat Miggs at 750.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.